Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mandel, joined in the press box by my colleagues, producer Michael Remus and analyst Richard Pollock. And Richard, the Winnipeg Jets finally gave a nice Christmas gift to their home fans with a 5-2 victory tonight over the Florida Panthers, a game in which the Jets, you know, for the first time sort of took a stranglehold in the game and didn't let their opponent back into it, and pretty much, you know, everything that a home fan would want to see from this team.
Yeah, you know, that's right, Drew. I think that when you talk about the game tonight, I think the key for me is they're engaged from the outset.
Yeah.
You said it, you know, I was on with Hustle earlier today on HNL. He said, take advantage of this team coming in, traveling, getting in at 3 in the morning, back-to-back with a fair. That's a far distance to travel after a back-to-back. It's not New York to Philly.
It's a 2.5-hour flight.
Yeah, so, I mean, they come in and they're engaged, and they physically engage early. The enforcer, Thorburn, drops the gloves early, doesn't drop it when they're down 3-1 in the second period. You engage the fans that way. You engage your teammates that way. You know, Evander Kane throwing some hits. The team played like they should play every game, especially at home. For whatever reason, we're not going to talk about that today. We've hashed that out enough. They haven't done that. But if they can do this, even if you lose, you engage the fans, you engage your teammates, and you play a better game. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll take a couple stupid penalties once in a while if it means I'm competing and I'm pushing the people out from in front of the net. And they showed hard tonight.
Yeah.
And you have to be encouraged by it, and you have to hope that they go to Vancouver and Edmonton before the break, and they exhibit the same kind of effort level that they have been lacking this year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fans, you know, and from day one have said, you know what, if it doesn't result in a win, we're okay with that.
That's right.
A win, but we're okay with it. But show this effort 82 games a year, and you won't have anybody, you know, crying, you know, been upset with the performance. Today, they were in it. They exerted their will on an opponent, mm-hmm. a weakened opponent. And I mean, the Florida Panthers, like you said, second half of back-to-back, no matter what was going to happen tonight, their road trip was a success. Because they went into
Ottawa and won,
they went 100%. Into Toronto and won, and I agree they play initially. Montreal, I think,
yes.
And I think they won in Montreal as well. So, you know, they came in, and the Jets had them exactly where they wanted them. Florida has nothing really to play for, you know.
They play for the playoffs,
well,
but
yeah, I know, but
they're tired.
They're tired, and
yeah.
They have, you know,
you said
they have the ready-made
success.
Excuses.
Yeah, that's right.
And then nobody's going to criticize the Panthers too much if they don't, you know, succeed tonight, and the Jets were able to take advantage of that in tonight's contest. Although, you know, to the Panthers' credit, they did open the scoring in tonight's game. They did so in the first period at the 7:45 mark. Buff giveth and buff taketh away. Mm-hmm. This was one of the instances where he took it away. It was a attempted pass, you know, from the corner, the right corner on the right-hand side of Andre Pavlik. Attempts to pass it sort of up the middle. I think it's Sean Matthias gets his stick in the way. The puck bounces sort of up in the air, and it lands right in the slot, and Matthias sort of pushes it, shoots it through Andre Pavlik. It wasn't a great goal by any stretch of the imagination.
It was a turnover by Buff, and kind of a sloppy play, a little bit lazy, just, you know, not protecting the puck, and turned it over. You know, I thought it was better today than he certainly was on Tuesday night. And Pavlik should have that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go down 1-0, but it didn't really change the momentum of the game.
Nope.
You know, they got that goal. The Jets didn't get down like they did. The fans were into it. The fans were a little sauced up tonight. And it doesn't hurt the Jets, I think, in terms of
the atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, there certainly was. I don't think there were a lot of people burning the midnight oil at the office today, the Friday right before Christmas. I think most people may have taken a long lunch and had a little bit of liquidity into that lunch as well. The Jets tie it up a little over three minutes later. Jacob Trouba gets the goal from Mark Scheifele and Evander Kane. It comes 4-on-4.
We'll break it down quickly, Drew.
Yeah,
this is Trouba going, faking out Bjugstad, going around Bjugstad, making a move. The puck gets lost. Gilbert puts it in his own net.
Yeah.
But it's all created by Trouba creating offense from the blue line, which is his ability to go from nothing to the first step is amazing. 0-60 in a second, goes around a Panther, creates more room, loses a puck, goes in. That used to, back in the day, never be credited with assists.
Sure.
I don't know if you recall that, but they never used to give assists for any goal that was hit by the other team.
Mm-hmm.
They do on this goal, and it's nice to be the home scorekeeper.
Sure.
And Scheifele and Kane get it, but that was all Trouba.
That's right. It was Troop
and Gilbert.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what happened was Troop was trying to pass it across the crease or the slot,
yeah, that's right.
And Tom Gilbert's coming back for the back check, and he just sort of deflects it through Jacob Markstrom, and it's 1-1.
Who wasn't very good tonight, by the way.
No. Well, that's what I was going to say.
Good opportunity for him. You know, plays Clemens has been playing well. Thomas is the starter really when he's healthy. Markstrom's been the AHL, and nothing to write home about tonight. I thought he was a little jittery. Wasn't great in the rebounds. For a big guy, doesn't play big. So, you know, he's still got talent and a great glove hand, but tonight wasn't his finest moment.
Well, as the supposed goaltender of the future for the Panthers and the guy they wouldn't trade Roberto, you know, they don't want to trade for Roberto Luongo because they had Markstrom, you're beginning to wonder, you know, and it's not really, you know, you're
still
beginning to wonder when is he going to, you know, bottle up all this talent he supposedly has.
But those goalies are hard to predict.
Yeah, goalies, and they generally are late bloomers, with the exception of the Los Angeles Kings, which seems to be just a goalie factory.
Right.
The Jets were able to then make it 2-1 3 minutes and 18 seconds later, 4 minutes and 18 seconds to be more exact. Toby Enstrom gets the goal on the power play, assist to Olli Jokinen and Dustin Byfuglien on this one. It's
Jokinen,
an absolute laser from Enstrom.
Enstrom's shot was going well today. Jokinen's on the right side of the net.
Yeah.
This is when, you know, you get into bounces tonight. Jokinen's on the right side of the net.
It's
the power
a 5-on-3 power play, we should add.
Yeah, Jokinen's on the right side of the net.
Yeah.
And tries to slam the puck home.
It was a stupid shot.
The power play. And then what happens is the puck came out on rebound and he kind of hit it. And it goes all the way over to Enstrom, who, give him credit, he likes to hold the puck a little sometimes.
Yeah.
Just tease it up right through Markstrom and right around Markstrom. And 2-1. And the crowd's flying. And, you know, Florida got some penalty trouble today. I'm sure they weren't happy. Well, we know listening to some of the Panthers guys up top here, they weren't happy with the refereeing. But, you know, that you can't be complaining about that. Jets have had some terrible calls against them too. Those all balance out.
That's right. They balance out through the course of the year. Just an absolute bullet from Toby Enstrom.
Yep.
And first goal for him in, oh God, I think something like 16 games or so. I don't have the exact stat in front of me, but he had been on a dry spell. He gets off of it, on that 5-on-3 power play. Jets, you know, aren't done there in the first period. 32 seconds later, still on the power play. That's now the 5-on-4 power play.
Doesn't that just surely helps when your power play goes, eh?
Well, no, you're not kidding. I mean, you know,
5-on-4 here, because the 5-on-3, you know, that's fine. A 5-on-3 is not going to give you momentum
right
over the long term, but 5-on-4 here, you execute something that you need to improve on. You're in the bottom five of the league there, and a couple of nice goals.
The Jets' first three goals tonight were all in sort of odd man situations, 4-on-4. And then 5-on-3, 5-on-4. This one's Blake Wheeler. He deflects the bullet from Zach Bogosian again. Back in the lineup, making his return to the Jets defense. Grant Clitsam out of the lineup. Adam Partey stays in.
Well, Clitsam wasn't feeling well, though.
Oh, was he not feeling well?
Yeah, he wasn't feeling well.
Okay, sorry, I didn't get that part.
I'm not sure he draws back in, though, but he wasn't feeling well. And what happens on this goal, Ladd has the puck on the half boards, passes to Trouba, who quickly passes to Bogosian, who lets a shot off, and Wheeler tips it. The key to me is not only the Wheeler tip, which obviously is the cause for the goal. The key to me is how quickly the puck moves around the box.
Mm-hmm.
The box being Panthers penalty kill, and the Jets on the outside, pass, pass, pass.
Yeah.
Pass, pass, pass.
And they can't take the shot away.
Pass, shot. And that's, you know, that is, exactly. You can't rotate quick enough. So, and Bogosian on his off wing.
Yeah.
What happens there is Ladd passes to Trouba. Trouba quickly gets it to Bogosian on his off wing. Quick release, shoots the puck, and then tip, and boom, you're up 3-1.
Exactly right. Jets again. That was the end of the first period for them. 3-1 for the Jets after 20 minutes. Everything's going well. This place is really excited, and the fans are into it. Yeah. And I leaned over to you, and I said they need to get the next goal as well. They need to make it. They need to make it 4-1 to get to the three goal lead. Because, you know, if it's 3-1 and then Florida makes it 3-2, well, maybe they still stay engaged in the game.
And I said to you along the similar lines. I said to you, you know, get through the second, because Florida's not going to have any gas in the third. So.
Right.
And they did both of those.
That's right. But the Jets, to their credit, 1 minute into the second period, a minute three, it's Evander Kane with the goal, assist to Michael Frolik and Mark Scheifele. It's a 2-on-1. You have a bad pinch from Dmitry Kulikov here. Frolik with
Kulikov
the pass.
Kulikov wasn't good tonight.
No. Well, you can see why he's sort of been on the trade block.
Because he can be good, but he wasn't good tonight.
Yeah. Frolik and Kane come in. Frolik's coming down the right-hand side.
On his off wing.
On his wall. Feathers the pass into Evander Kane. It's into
his
skates.
Wasn't a great pass.
Not a great pass.
No.
Into Kane's skates. Kane kicks it up to his stick and sort of flips it up and over.
Wasn't an easy angle either. That, you know, Evander
goal scorer's
Kane,
goal.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Drew. Kiss stick to tape to top corner,
yes.
And boom, it's 4-1. That's the game.
That's right. At 4-1, I mean, Florida's not, like you said, they don't, they're not going to come and take this game from you unless the Jets are going to give it to them.
That's exactly
right. And they didn't. Florida did make it 4-2 in the second period. It took them at the 5:45 mark of the second period. Nick Bjugstad with the goal here. He's a nice looking player.
He is a nice looking player, Drew. And, you know, Kane makes a bad pass, gets a pass on his left wing, on the left wing of the breakout. That's where he plays. He just doesn't make a great pass across. Bjugstad picks it off, and then boom, top corner. Bjugstad was, I thought, Florida's best player tonight. Skated well, engaged. Mm-hmm. Never going to be your most physical guy, but I thought he was, I mean, for a rookie, he looked terrific. And you got to be encouraged. You know, if Jets are very encouraged, obviously, by the way Shifley's playing and, of course, the way Trouba's playing. And I think if you're Florida, you know, Barkov had his moments. And
Bukes I was going to say, Barkov I didn't think was anything tremendous tonight.
No, he wasn't noticeable. I mean, he had a time or two, he was, but Bukestad was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was 4-2 at that point in time. The Jets really just... And, you know, ended any chances of Panthers comeback at the 17:57 mark of the second period. Michael Frolik gets the goal, assist to Andrew Ladd and Dustin Byfuglien. Ladd's coming down the right hand side, the goalie's right hand side. It's a shot. It's sort of a low hard shot. I thought it was more, you know, intended for a rebound. Markstrom
talking
kicks
to some of the guys. Cut in there. I was talking to some of the guys this morning. That was one of the drills they practiced today.
Oh, okay.
On the intentional shot.
The intentional shot rebound. Markstrom kicks it out right to Frolik. Frolik's Johnny on the spot. He puts it into the net.
Frolik was good tonight.
Yeah.
And you know, keep it simple, stupid. And I thought the Jets went to the net. They stuck up for teammates. They played the game the way it was supposed to be played. The way it's supposed to be played.
And they were engaged for all 60 minutes. They weren't afraid to drop the gloves. You had Thorburn and Chris Bartsch to start the game. Those are two guys who aren't afraid to drop gloves at any point. But you had Trouba mixing it up, and you had Ladd mixing it up, and you had Evander Kane at the end of the game mixing it up with Scotty Upshaw. So, I mean, look, this was a team that certainly seemed to come out and they wanted to put on
mixing it up.
Mark Stewart's with a couple big hits. You know, Kane and Eric Gudbrandsson going back and forth for a lot of the game tonight.
Nothing not to like about the way they played tonight.
Nope, you're right. And you wonder why they can't do it every game.
That's for another day.
That's right.
For tomorrow's show.
That's right. You guys will take care of that tomorrow on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Time on ice, just to recap it for tonight's game. Dustin Byfuglien leads all Winnipeg Jets at 25 minutes and 34 seconds. Jacob Trouba is next on the defense with 22:29. The Jets were able to really run the lines pretty well tonight, so everybody got some time. The fourth line, much maligned, Eric O'Dell, 7:44, and Eric Tangrady at 6:38. Among forwards, it appears as though it was Andrew Ladd at 19:16 that led all forwards, and then Brian Little shortly thereafter, 19:03 for him. Lots to like here for the Winnipeg Jets against the Florida Panthers, a 5-2 Jets victory. We remind you, the Illegal Curve Hockey Show will break this down in more detail tomorrow, starting at 12 noon on TSN 1290. Stay tuned for post-game audio from both the Jets and the Florida Panthers dressing room. For my colleague Richard Pollock, for Dave Manuk and Ezra Ginsberg doing some yeoman's work for IllegalCurve.com, and for producer Michael Remus, I'm your host, Drew Mindell. Thanks very much for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.